Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Gene Owens. What is the supreme law of the land? The answer to this question is found in Article 6, Clause 2 of the United States Constitution, which mandates this Constitution and the laws of the United States, which shall be made in pursuant thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States, shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby, anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary notwithstanding. Notice that all laws must be made in pursuant of the Constitution. This means that our lawmakers cannot constitutionally make anything they want a law. Our individual life, our liberty, and our property are protected by due process of law clause in the Fifth Amendment. In his 1828 English Dictionary, Webster defined the U.S. Constitution as a political contract. In free states, the Constitution is paramount to the statutes or laws enacted by the legislature, limiting and controlling its power. In the United States, a legislature is created and its power designated by the Constitution. The word paramount means supreme to all others, which means the Constitution is supreme to statutes or laws made by the legislature. Under California Civil Code Section 22.1, the supreme law of the state is expressed by A, the Constitution, and B, statutes. This means statutes must be made in pursuant of the Constitution or those statutes are null and void. In 1803, the Supreme Court ruled in Marbury v. Madison, all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. This case had never been overturned. Under Article 2, Clause 2, all judges are bound to obey the Constitution. All public servants must take an oath of office to support and defend the U.S. Constitution. Violation of the oath of office is perjury, a felony. America is filled with wannabe Hitlers. Just give them a little power and they become tyrants. Keep in mind the Constitution is a political contract between the people and our public servants. The Constitution is written, dated, signed, and it is enforceable. You as an individual can sue tyrants, public or private, for redress of grievance when you receive an injury. Do you think our founders broke away from the rule of king to create a government that we, the people, should fear? No, they created a republic with rule by constitutional law, which provides due process of law to all American citizens and legal aliens. There's no reason for we, the people, to fear our government, and there's no reason for our government to fear the people if we all obey the United States Constitution, the only document that binds a free state and free people under a written political contract. Look at our state flag. It reads California Republic. The lie that we are a democracy is used to confuse and weaken the people into giving up their rights by majority opinion, which changes every generation. It is due process of law that protects our rights and your freedoms. Thank you. This is Gene Owens for KINS Radio.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.